Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Mem. The Gemara at the top of the Omer discusses the Auch the Braisa said on Daf Lama Teslam and Aleph. The Braisa learned from the Pasuk which says, by Parhelm Dover Shal Tzibor, Vosso Lepar Kasher Osso Lepar Achatos, Vidarshin Vosso Kasher Osso, Vidarn Lichbo Baz Osso Yvelimeid Shem Chiser Achas, Vikolam Atonis Leosso Vloy Klum. The Arush the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Perek that by Chatoyas HaPnimiyos, the dinner is M'chisar Achas ben HaMatonos, Ki'ilu Loi Kiber, the Braisa tells us Daf Lama Tesla Manaf, this is learned from the Pasuk, where we dash in V'osa Kasher Osa. And the Braisa says, if only for the Josh of V'osa Kasher Osa, you learn that the Matan Sheva is Ma'akiv. The Sheva Zoist on the Pariches, those Matonos are Ma'akiv. You need a separate Josh to tell us that the Matan Dalid, the four Matonos on the Mizbech HaPnimi, those Matonos are also Ma'akiv. That Braisa brings a separate drasha. The pasuk says, "Kein Yosef," and there we learn that the Matan Daud is also Ma'akiv. As Braisa is mavur, why would you think to be mechalik between the Matan Sheva and the Matan Daud? The Braisa explains because Matan Sheva is Ma'akiv b'chol mokoyim, and Matan Daud is not Ma'akiv b'chol mokoyim. Here in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains what does it mean that Matan Sheva is Ma'akiv b'chol mokoyim. Rav Papa says this is referring to Paro and Negoim. The Sheva Azoyis Neichach Pnei Yomayir, which are done with the dam of the Parah Aduma, as well as the Sheva Azois of Lug Shem and Shomot Seiro. The other din is that all of the Matanis are Ma'akiv. Once you see that over there, they're Ma'akiv. Here also, the Joshua of Avasa Kasher also will explain his referring to the Sheva Azois, but you still need a separate Joshua to tell us the din that the Arba Matanis on the Mizbeach are also Ma'akiv. Now the Brisk Rav in his Sefer Al Rambam is on page 96. He quotes Agamara. The Arush Gemara says that we could be Mechal between the Sheva Azois, which are ma'akev b'chol mokoyim, the other is that all of them are ma'akev, ashenken the arba matonis, which are not ma'akev b'chol mokoyim, there you need a separate drasha to tell us that they're also ma'akev. Now the Brisk Rav is very bothered by this, just because we find by Parah and by Negoim that their matonis are ma'akev, and there it happens to be the same number, they're seven, why is that a reason to say that here as well, by Chatoyos HaPnimiyos, the seven hazois should be ma'akev, and we should differentiate between the seven and the four? What's the connection between the seven hazois of the Pariches to the seven Azois by Parim by Negoim, just because they happen to be the same number, why is that a reason to say that all of them are Ma'akev, as opposed to the four? Additionally, he brings Tosis over here, at the top of the Amud, Dibur Maschal Matan Arba, he asks, since the Gemara over here, Behemshech is Mevur, that Be'esim, the Pasuk, which says, Va'osa Kasher Osa, that Drosha really we should make on anything which is mentioned in the Parsha, and therefore the Gemara is bothered, why should we be Mechalik and say it's only going the Sheva Azois, and not the Da'ad Matanis on the Mizbeach? Those Matanis are also mentioned in the Parsha, and the Torah was kaiful on that as well to say that it's Ma'akiv. The Gemara answers that it's going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that the four Matanis on the Mizbeach are not all mentioned in the Parsha. If we don't say on that the Drasha of Osa Kasher Osa, and Tosfos asks, but that's not the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa seems to say a different chilik between the Sheva and the Arba. That the Sheva are Ma'akiv v'chol mokoyim, as opposed to the Arba, they're not Ma'akiv v'chol mokoyim. So Tosfos explains that what the Braisa means to say is, even though the Pasuk of Rasa Kasher Rasa is telling us about the Sheva, which are written in the Parasha, the Torah was Koifel, to tell us that those Sheva are Ma'akiv, still the Braisa was bothered by, why can't you learn from the Sheva to the Arba? Once you see that the Sheva are Ma'akiv, from there we should learn that the Arba are Ma'akiv as well. Therefore the Braisa has to come up with a svar to be Mechalik, and say just because the Torah was Ma'akiv on the Sheva, that's because Sheva is Ma'akiv b'chol mokoyim, Hashenkin the Arba which are not Ma'akiv b'chol mokoyim, we can't learn that they're also Ma'akiv. The Brisk Rav quotes this Tosis, and he says, you see, the Tosis understands the Raisa means to be saying it's like a pircha. If we're going to try to learn from one to the other, there's a pircha, there's a svar to be mechalik between them, that the Sheva is ma'akev b'chol mokoyim, ashenkin the Arba. And the Brisk Rav says, what kind of pircha is this? Why is this considered a chumra? That which we find by other places that the Sheva is ma'akev. What does it have to do with this Sheva? That's by Parim, by Negoim, just because they happen to be the same number. Why does that make it a chumra of the Sheva over the Arba? So the Brisk Rav says an important yisoid. Bakery is coming to use this to answer a different kasha. They get to the sugya later of Mefaglin Bechati Matir. The sheet of Vermeer is that if a kohen has Machshavas Pigol during part of an Avodah, even if not the entire matter, that already is enough to be Mefagl the carbon. For example, the Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis, if the kohen Gadol has Machshavas Pigol during one of the sets of the Matan Damim of the Par Yom Kippurim, that's enough to be Mefagl the carbon. For example, if during the Azoyis Bein Abadim he had Machshavas Pigol, even if he didn't have Machshavas Pigol during the rest of the Hazois, he only had Machshavas Pigol in one set, that's called a Chatzi Matir, and the Shita of Rav Meir is, that's enough to make the carbon into Pigol. Taisus earlier on Daf Lamed Ches is mavur that according to the Shita of Beis Shammai, all the echatois achiktonius needs two matanois to be mechaper. Taisus says that if you're mefagel only one of the matanois, that would also be telling the machlekes between the Chacham and Rameyer if mefagel mechatzi matter. According to the Shita of Rameyer, if you have machshavas pikel on one of the matanois, that would be enough to be mefagel the carbon. And the Biskrov quotes a Taisus in Menachos Daf Tezayin, which is mavur, that if the kain has machshavas pikel during part of the Sheva Hazois of Echatois HaPnimius, some of the Hazois, not all of the seven, then the din is that the carbon is not pigal even according to a mayor. That's not considered mefaglim mechatzi matter. Taisus compares this to a din if he has machshavas pigal during the haktar of half of the kaimitz, that also is not machshavas pigal. Half of the kaimitz is nothing, it's not matter bechlal, it's not comparable to the two matanis according to Beis Shammai, or to the separate sets of matanis of Payam and Kippurim. Over there, each set or each matana according to Beis Shammai accomplishes a chatzi matter, it's part of the matter. Vashenkin, if one is makter a chilik of the kaimitz, part of the kaimitz is nothing. In Taisus Mavur, the same is also true to part of the Sheva Hazois. We don't say that that's even considered a chatzi matter. Mixus of the Sheva Hazois is meaningless, it doesn't accomplish anything. And the Biskrov explains this, he says, for example, the two matanis according to Beis Shammai by Chetoyos Achitonyes, it's not the pshat that one without the other is nothing, rather the pshat is that you need a sum total of two in order to accomplish the kapara, but each one will be considered a chatzi matter, each one does something. The Sheva Hazois, however, the Biskrov explains, whenever we find the concept of Sheva Hazois, it's always a pshat that it's one single unit, and part without the rest of it is meaningless. This is true by the Sheva Hazois by Parah Aduma, and the Sheva Hazois of Luk Shem and Shamutzaira, and here's all by Chetoyos HaPnimius, also the Biskrov says, it's the same you said, whenever we find the concept of seven Hazois, the pshat is it's one single unit, one without the other one is nothing. As the Biskrov explains, the pshat and Taisus and Menachos, that if you do mixes of the Sheva Hazois with Machshavas Pigel, even according to Rameyer, will not be mefagel the carbon. That's not even called mefagel mechatzi matter. It's not even a chatzi matter. Part of the Hazois without the rest of them is not even a chatzi. And the Biskrov says, with this Yisoid, we can explain the pshat and Asugya as well. He says, Asugya is a right to this. From now, which the Gemara is mechagel between the Sheva Hazois and the Matan Dalid, a karach of the pshat is that the Sheva Hazois, which the Gemara compares to the Sheva Hazois of Parah Aduma and the Sheva Hazois of Negaim, they're all one Yisoid. They're all examples where there's a single unit of seven. Each Hazoah of the seven is dependent on the other ones. If it doesn't have the other ones, then it itself is not doing anything. Therefore, just because we find that the Sheva Hazois are ma'akiv, you have to have seven, less than seven, it's ma'akiv the kapara, it would not be right that the Daan Matanis are also all the ma'akiv. That's what the Gemara means to say that Sheva is different because we find other places where Sheva is ma'akiv. The Biskrov understands this means to be saying this Yisoid, that the ikov of Sheva is not the pshat, that the carbon doesn't have a complete kapara because you didn't have a total of seven. Rather, the pshat is if you didn't have seven, and each one isn't doing anything, they're all dependent on each other. Therefore, just because the seven are ma'akiv, it doesn't mean that the da'ar matanis will also be ma'akiv, because the da'ar matanis which are done on the Mizbeach, there it's not the same Yisoid, that if you don't have all four, you don't have anything. It's not that each one is dependent on the other. Rather, the Torah is ma'akiv that to be a total of four in the end, if you're missing from the total, you don't have a kapara. That's a whole different Yisoid, that's what the Gemara means to say, that just because we have a pasuk telling us that the Sheva Hazois are ma'akiv, we can't learn from there to the da'ar matanis that they're ma'akiv, because the Daan Matanis which are Ma'akiv is a different Yisoid. The pshat is because the Torah is Ma'akiv to have all four, that's already a whole different din, and that requires a separate pasuk. This is how the Biskrov explains their sugyo. He has a number of rayas to this Yisoid, and used this Yisoid as well to answer other kashas also. Now in this same Gemara, we can pose an interesting shayla. According to this Havamina, the Avshad Raisa says that if not for the second drosha, you would have only said that the Sheva Hazois are Ma'akiv, but you would not have known that the Daan Matanis on the Mizbeach are Ma'akiv. That you need a separate drasha. Would we have said that none of the matanis on the Mizbeach are ma'akiv? Once you already have the Sheva Hazois on the Pareiches, that would be enough. That would already be mechaper, even if you skip all of the matanis on the Mizbeach. Or would you say that at least one of them you need, you just wouldn't know that you need the rest of them? Now why would I say that at least one of them you would need? We find the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek, on the Aflam Zayin Amud Beis, when the Gemara talks about Chetois HaChitzenyos, how many of the matanis are ma'akiv, the Mechlikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Gemara there is Mavur. You don't need any special drosha, you don't need a shanel of a cost of la'akiv to tell us that one of the matanis is ma'akiv. At least one of them you definitely do need, because kapara b'chdi lo yashkechan. It's not shaykh to have a korban which would be mechap even without any matanis of dam. Therefore it's possible that one of them is definitely ma'akiv. The question is, do you have a riwi telling us that more of them are ma'akiv? That's the one that flamadzayin omid beis as far as chatois achitzenyes. And here our shayla is, if there'll be no pasuk telling us achitois apnimyes, that the four matanis on the Mizbeach Hazov are ma'akiv, would you say the same thing? Kapara b'chdi le'ashkechon, you need at least one matana on the Mizbeach. Or on the other hand, perhaps this is different, since already Shev HaZois on the Pareches, those matanis, we know already that they are ma'akiv, after you did those matanis, perhaps there would be a tzad to say, even if you don't do any matanis on the Mizbeach Hazov, also the din would be that you would have a kapara. Perhaps that's not considered kapara b'chdili ashkechon, although you don't have any matanis on the Mizbeach, but you would accomplish a kapara ayidei matanis on the Pareches. These are the two tzadim of our Chakira. Now perhaps we could bring a raya from a Rashi, a diak in Rashi, further down the Omid. The Gemara here first starts with a kasha. Why does the Braisa say you need a separate drasha for the Dalar Matanais, that all of them are ma'akiv? Once you have the drasha of also kasher also, the Torah is repeating and telling us that all of the avodas which are mentioned before, the din is that they're ma'akiv. So why should we be mechalik and say that it's only going on the sheva, not on the dalin? Although there is a svar to be mechalik, as the Braisa says, but the pasha says that the pasuk which says keini yosa is referring to everything mentioned before. So first, the Gemara wants to say this should be totally in the machalikas of Shimon and Rabbi Huda. According to Rabbi Huda, that all four matanis are mentioned in the parasha. From the words Ba'ol Moed, we learn that Kol Ha'omer Ba'ol Moed, all of the chronics in the Ba'ol Moed require matan damim. Only according to Rabbi Shimon, and only two of the matanis are mentioned by Par Halom Dover, the other two are mentioned by Par Kohen Mashiach, and we learn one from the other. According to Rabbi Shimon, you would not be able to say that this drasha of Asa Kasher Asa tells us that all four matanis are ma'akiv. And later on, Abaye says that no, even according to Behuda, you would need a separate pasuk. You would not be able to learn from Vosa Kasher also that the four matanis are ma'akev. Abaye explains, you would have thought that it's the same as Smicha V'Sheri Adam. Even though the drasha of Vosa Kasher also seems to be mashma, that everything which is mentioned in the parasha is ma'akev, still we know the din is that Smicha and Sheri Adam are not ma'akev. As Gemara brings in the Daflam HaTesam Abaye, is a drasha, V'chipar Af B'Shloi Samach, V'Nislach Af B'Shloi Nosan Shirayim. Therefore Abaye says, perhaps he would have said that the Matan Arba also is included in those psukim of V'chibah and V'nislach to tell us that they're not ma'akiv. If you need the extra drasha of Kein Yose to tell us that the Matan Arba is ma'akiv. The Rashi over here in Diba Maschel Kamash Perlon, he's bothered. What is the pshat? Why are we assuming that V'chibah and V'nislach are coming to be Ma'it, Smicha, and Shirayim, and Kein Yose is coming to be Marba, that the Arba Matanis are ma'akiv? Perhaps we should make the drashas differently, and one of the psukim, either V'chibah or V'nislach, or will come to be Ma'it, that the Arba Matanis are not ma'akiv, and Kein Yosa should be married either Smicha or Shriyaim to tell us that they are ma'akiv. How do we know which one to choose for which drasha? So Rashi answers this, again in Dibur Maschel Kamash Balan, he explains that Smicha and Shriyaim, they're never ma'akiv. Even if you oikar them the Gamri, even if you skip these avodas, they're never ma'akiv in the Hechshir of the Karbin. Mashenkin Matan Arba, Rashi says, there Chad Minayim ma'akiv b'chatas chitzayno. There we know that at least one of them is ma'akiv b'chatas chitzayno. Therefore it's mustaber to say that the drasha of Kein Yosa is referring to the Matan Arba, that it's ma'akev, as opposed to say that it's referring to Smicha or Shirayim. Now, from a daik in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says that by Chatas Chitzayna we know that at least one of them is ma'akev, therefore here as well, it would be mistaber to say that the Joshua of Kein Yosef is referring to the Matan Dalid, since we find by Chatas Chitzayna at least one of them is ma'akev. Why does Rashi mention Chatas Chitzayna? Why doesn't Rashi say that here itself we know that one of them are ma'akev? This Rashi would seem to be a raya to our Chakira. Rashi's mavur that before you have the Joshua of Kein Yosef, you would have thought that by Chatas HaPnimiyis, none of the Matan Arba are ma'akiv. You could get the Kapara Ayideh of the Sheva Azois on the Pareches, and none of the Matanis on the Mizbech would be ma'akiv. So how do we know to Darshan Kein Yosef to tell us that the Matanis on the Mizbech are ma'akiv, maybe Kein Yosef should be used for Smicha or Shiraim? Therefore Rashi says, since we find that by Chatas Chitzayno, one of the Matanis on the Mizbech are ma'akiv, therefore it's mustaber to say that this drasha from the Pasuk of Kein Yosef by Chatas HaPnimiyis is also referring to the Matan Dalid, and it's telling us that all of the Matanis are ma'akiv. In other words, if Rashi would have assumed, like the Tzad in our Chakira, that here we know at least one of them is ma'akiv, Rashi should not have gone to Chatas Chitzayna. He should have said much better that here itself, by Chatas HaPnimiyis, we know that one of them are ma'akiv. Therefore, it's mustaber to Darshan from Kein Yosef that the other ones are ma'akiv as well. This Sechar is a right to our Chakira. However, we can point out that perhaps there is a Svara, even if this would be true, that without the extra drush of Kein Yosef to tell us that the Dalad Matanis are also ma'akiv, one could have thought that none of them are ma'akiv, as long as they have the Sheva Azois and the Pareches, that will be enough to be mechaper, even if there are no Matanis B'chal on the Mizbeach. However, perhaps that would only be true by Chatos HaPnimiyis other than the Par and the Sar of Yom HaKippurim. Because the Par and the Sar of Yom HaKippurim, we know that the Klal is that the different sets of Matanis Adam is a set Lufnai Lufnim, a set of Matanis on the Pareches, a set on the Mizbeach. We know that the different sets of Matanis are considered different Kaparis, and we know that the Klal is that you can bring different Parim, one power for the Matanis of Nayel Lufnim, one power for the Pareches. The different Mekayimis could have different animals to Mekayim the general Chiv of Par Yom HaKippurim. because each makom is considered a separate kapara. If so, it would seem as a davar pashut, and there's no tzad to say a havamina that you could skip one of the makomis legamri and not do any azayis on the pareches or any matanis on the mizbeach. In other words, according to what the Gemara says later on, we learn from v'chilu mechapres hakodesh that even the matanis which are beheichol, the matanis on the pareches and the matanis on the mizbeach, all of those matanis are ma'akiv. There, ready, it would be no tzad to say that you could legamri skip all of the matanis on the mizbeach. Since over there you would say kapara bechdilo yashkechon, there's no way you could have a kapara, the kapara which was accomplished ayidei the matanis on the mizbeach, there's no way you could have that kapara if you skip all of those matanis. We're going to take a look at Rashi over here in Dibur Maschel Eimo Midikisidron. Perhaps there's a diuk from this Rashi, as we're saying, Lashna Rashi over there is, Minyan hazoyis gufayu namulei la'akiv imchisar mehem. Rashi over there is explaining according to the Man Omer that chukah is not going on the matanis which are done in the heichol. On that, you need a separate pasuk. If not for that separate pasuk of v'chilu mechapres hakodesh, Rashi says, you would have thought that the matanis are nama akiv im chiser mehem if he's missing from them. The lashon of Rashi over there perhaps is mashma that one matanis you definitely do need in each place. You can't get away without doing any matanis on the mizbeach. That you know, even without the pasuk of v'chilu mechapres hakodesh. And the svara would be, as we're saying, since each mokom accomplishes a separate kapara, there we would say kapara b'chdilu yashkechon. You definitely cannot get the kapara if you skip all of those matanis. So Bekisser, our suggestion b'das Rashi, is to differentiate between the chatois apnimiyos and the parvasar yom kippurim. The chatois apnimiyos, other than parvasar yom kippurim, there the din would be that if not for the drasha of Keni Yosa, you would have said once you have the matanis on the pareches, even if you skip entirely the matanis on the mizbeach, you would still get a kapara because that's not kapara bechdi. Since all of the matanis, the ones on the pareches and the ones on the mizbeach, are all part of the same kapara. So once you have some of the matanis, then you can skip entirely the ones of the mizbeach and still get a kapara. Hashenkin, as far as Yom HaKippurim, where each mokaim that's supposed to get dam is a separate kapara, there will be no tzad to say that one of the mokaimis can be skipped completely. But that's Tosis, however, in Dibur Maschel Matan Arba, it would seem that we could bring a raya differently. In the middle of the Tosis over there, he asks Akasha of Yom Taimer, he says, according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, that two of the matanis are written by the parasha of Par Helam Dover, and two are written by Par Kohen and Mashiach. The Gemara says, for that reason, since not all four are written by Par Helam Dover, if we would not know from the Joshua of Asa Kasher also, just like the Zayin Matanis are all Ma'akiv, the Arba are also all Ma'akiv, since it doesn't say all four of them by the Parashah of Par Helam Dover. And Taisus asks, but the Maisa, two of them are written by Par Helam Dover, and those two, we should darshan V'Asa Kasher also, to tell us that two of them are Ma'akiv. Once you know that two of them are Ma'akiv, you should learn from the first two to the last two, that the last two are also Ma'akiv. This is the kasha of Tosis. V'im Taimer Matan Shteim L'Chol Pachas Kivim V'Kfeilon. Two of them at least were written and repeated. V'Afil Reb Shemin. V'im Kein Nelef Inach Shteim Minayu. Learn the last two from the first two. And this Tosis says, and this is a question about the Girsayis of Tosis over here. Rakapam Kipshuta. What Tosis is saying is, and Sefer Eilu Shteim explains this way. Tosis means to say that from the first one, which the Torah told us is Ma'akiv, from that you cannot prove anything as far as the other ones, because even by Chatois Achitzonius, one of them is Ma'akiv. We don't say that just because one of them is ma'akiv, that tells us that the rest of them are ma'akiv as well. Here also, by chatos apnimius, from the first one which the Torah tells us is ma'akiv, from that we cannot prove anything as far as the rest of them. From the second one which the Torah tells us is ma'akiv, according to Reb Shimon, v'osa kasher osa is the makar that two of them are ma'akiv. From the second one which the Torah tells us is ma'akiv, there also we cannot learn from there that all four are ma'akiv, Tosfos explains, because tarti michod lo yalfinon, you cannot learn two from one. Meaning you'd not be able to learn from the second one to the third and the fourth. This is the Shaka V'Tayyah of Tosfos. And it would seem that from here we could take out from Tosfos a raya to our Chakira. Because Tosfos is saying, from the first one which the Torah said is Ma'akiv, from now we cannot prove anything as far as the other ones. Because even by Chatar Sechitzonius, one of them is Ma'akiv. And still we don't see that since one of them is Ma'akiv, the rest are also Ma'akiv. Therefore here as well, just because the Torah said one of them is Ma'akiv, it's not a raya to the rest. And this is difficult to understand. By Chatois Achitzonius, sure one of them is Ma'akiv. That's because Kapara Bechdi Lo Yashkechon. You need at least one to accomplish the Kapara. There we understand that one of them is Ma'akiv, but it doesn't tell us anything about the rest. The Torah is Ma'akiv only on one of them in order to accomplish the Kapara. Hashenkin over here by Chatois Apnimius, where you know already from the Joshua of Asa Kasher Asa that you need to have all Sheva Hazois on the Pareches. If Tosfos would be Maskim, that once they already Hazois on the Pareches, we no longer have the Svar of Kapara Bechdi Lo Yashkechon, the carbon already has matanis in order to accomplish the kapara, then when the Torah also tells us, through this drasha of Vasa Kasher Asa, that one of the matanis and the Mizbech HaPnimi are ma'akiv, over there it's not the pshat because kapara bechdi lo yashkechon, we already have a kapara with the hazayis on the pareches. The Torah said another matanis ma'akiv, even though it's not kapara b'chdili ashkechan, still the Torah wants it to be ma'akiv. So that matan, along with the second one, those two matanas should tell us about the third and the fourth. What's Tosfos's comparison to that which we find by chitois ha'chitonies, that one of them is ma'akiv, it doesn't tell us that the other ones are ma'akiv, then here as well by chitois ha'pnimiyis, that the first one which is ma'akiv shouldn't tell us about the rest. Here the chayit would make sense to say that the first one, along with the second one, should be able to tell us that the other ones are ma'akiv as well. This would seem to be a ray from Tosfos, as far as our chakira is concerned, that Tosfos holds like the tzad, that even if there would be no pasuk telling us that the matanis and the mizbeach hazav are ma'akiv, you know that at least one of them is ma'akiv, because kapar b'chdi l'yashkechon, although they already had zayis on the pereches, you still know as a svar pshuto that the Torah would not give a kapara without any matanis b'chla on the mizbeach. Therefore, Tosfos says that from the first one, which the Torah tells us is ma'akiv b'di'avid, for now we cannot learn anything as far as the other ones. Now, continue on in the Gemara brings that according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need the pasuk of Kein Yaseh to tell us that the matan daud are ma'akiv. You can learn that from the pasuk of Va'osah, Kasher Osa. The Edrasha tells us that any matanis which are mentioned are ma'akiv b'di'avid. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda will learn from the pasuk of Kein Yaseh, as the Raisa says. The Gemara quotes the Raisa, Lo'ilamanu l'per yom ha'kipurim l'smicho v'she'er yadam. In the Pesukim, there's no mention of smicho or shvicha shirayim by per yom ha'kipurim. The Raisa says that's learned from the words of Kein Yaseh. Taisa over here in the Yom Maschol, l'smicho v'she'er yadam. He brings the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, a different drasha, which tells us the din of shvicha shirayim by per yom ha'kipurim. So machlokes between the two Raisas, what is the makar for shvicha shirayim by per yom ha'kipurim? Barakapam, there's a shaila over here. And as we saw already in Daf Lamed Zayin Om Rav, the Gemara has a drasha to tell us that all Kabbalists need Shvicha Shirayim. At the top of the Omer Lamed Zayin Om Ralef, Minayin Lekol Adomim Shatunim Matandam Liyisoyid, the Gemara brings from the Pasuk of Avedam Zvachecha Yishofech. Further on over there, the Gemara brings a different man Omer. Rebbe says that it's learned from the Pasuk of Anishar Bedam Yimotzei, from the extra word Bedam that tells us that all Kabbalists need Shvicha Shirayim. But once we know a klal that all Kabbalists need Shvicha Shirayim, why we need a separate pasuk over here by the Par Yom HaKippurim? Now, if we'd be able to say that this Tana holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, then this Kasha would not be difficult. This pasuk would be telling us that it's Ma'akiv even B'diyevid. However, we see in the Sugya over here, the Gemara is going now like this. The Gemara says the reason why I need a separate pasuk of Kein Yaseh, even though the Par Yom HaKippurim is already mentioned in this pasuk, we said before that the word Lepar in this pasuk is referring to Par Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara continues and the Gemara answers this. The Braisa holds that Shvicha Shirayim by Chitoyos HaPnimius is not Ma'akiv, therefore if we're learning from other Chitoyos HaPnimius to Par Yom HaKippurim, then Bistam of Par Yom HaKippurim as well is not Ma'akiv. Even though the Braisa is not talking about a din of Ikuv for Shvicha Shirayim, and still we need a separate pasuk of Kein Yaseh to tell us that there is Shvicha Shirayim, because it's not mentioned beforeish. And the question again is, if all Kabbalists need Shvicha Shirayim, why do we need a separate pasuk for Par Yom HaKippurim? The Chaznish answers this question by saying that the drashas in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, perhaps they're only for Kabbalists which are brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that's where those psukim are written, and it would not be in Makar that even Kabbalists which are brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that they also need Shvicha Shirayim. In the Sefer Minchas Avraham, however, he gives a different teretz to this kasha. And he says the teretz is based on that which we discussed previously, at the beginning of the parak on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi over there is mavur that when the Gemara makes a drasha to tell us that all kabbalists need shvicha shirayim, Rashi explains this means to say if there's dam left after the zriko, then that dam has a din shirayim has to be nishbach liyisoid. Rashi was meduik that there's no din to lechatchila make sure to leave over dam in order to be mekayim shvicha shirayim. We quoted over there b'shem the goyin who's mechalik between the kabbalists where shvicha shirayim is written mefurish. There is a din to make sure to leave over dam to be mekayim shvicha shirayim. Shaking the Karbonis where Shvicha Shirayim is not mentioned Mefurish, there's only a din b'diavid if you have dam to be Shefer Chit Liyisoid. There's no din to make sure l'chatchila to have dam in order to be Mekayim, that mitzvah, by those Karbonis where it's not mentioned Mefurish. We mentioned over there the Lomdas which the Achreinim explain that it's a different din than Shvicha Shirayim by Karbonis where it said Mefurish in the Pasuk. Over there it's a din mitzad the Karbon. The Karbon is Mechayiv that the dam is Nishbach Liyisoid. Shaking Karbonis where it does not say the Shvicha Shirayim Mefurish. It's not the pshat that the carbon is mechayiv to have a shvicha shirayim, rather it's a din which is chal in the dam, when there's dam left over after the ikar matanois, it's chal near a din to be shayfech li yisoid, therefore there's no din to make sure to leave it over lechatchilo, since it's not the pshat that the carbon needs a shvicha shirayim. Ba'akapan, according to that yisoid, the Minchas Ram wants to suggest, that's the pshat over here in Eretz Yisrael, where the Gemara is looking for a makara that Par Yom Kippurim needs Shvicha Shiraim. Enichnami, you could have said that we know it needs Shvicha Shiraim. For now, which the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Zayin, a general rule that all Karbonics need Shvicha Shiraim. However, the Gemara brought a separate drasha to tell us that it needs Shvicha Shiraim. Now it's as if it says Mefurish in the Pasuk, and maybe the Nafkamina would be that you have to L'chatchil leave over Dam, even though, again, as we mentioned, we're not going according to the Man number that it's Ma'akiv in the Kapara, it's only Din L'chatchilo, but the Din L'chatchilo is not only if there's Dam left over to be Shevichil Yisayid, the Din L'chatchilo is Mechayiv to make sure to leave over Dam in order to Mechayim this Mitzvah. Now, in this Inyan, the Din of Shvicha Shiraim by Par Yom HaKippurim, there's an interesting discussion in the Sefer Minchas Avraham about Yushalmi and Yuma. Yushalmi and Yuma Perakei Halacha Vav, he brings the Makar of Shvicha Shiraim by Par Yom HaKippurim. It's from the extra word Hapar in the Pasuk, Ves Kol Dam HaPar Yushafich. This is like the Gemara brings later on, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, which Tosfos quoted over here in Ersugya. It's not the Makar like Ersugya brings, it's a different Makar. But Hakapam, the Yushalmi says that extra word Hapar is the Makar for Shvicha Shiraim by Par Yom HaKippurim. And the Yushalmi over there continues, V'lomalei Omar V'soyer, why did we not mention about the Soyer? What is the Makar that the Soyer also needs Shvicha Shiraim? And this Yushalmi answers, Omar Rav Mano, V'loikach eino izokok leheorois, even without a Makar that the Soyer needs Shvicha Shiraim, doesn't he have to mix the Dam of the Par and the Soyer anyhow? Part of the Seder Avodah Sayyim was to mix the Dam Par and the Dam Soyer, is Machlokes in the Gemara later on, Daf Membeis on Membeis, at which point exactly was he supposed to mix the two kaises of dam? One man number says ma'arvim lekronois, you ma'arv the dam before he does the matan kronois. One man number holds ain ma'arvim lekronois, he only does the eruv after he finishes the four matan kronois. In other words, he does the matan kronois from each individual one, then afterwards, before he does the hazois al tiroish on mizbeach, that's when he mixes the dam. The Gemara there says that according to the man the Omar, ma'arvim lekronois will end up with a total of 43 matanois from the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. There are 8 matanis each, lefnai lefnim, from the par and the soyer, and then again 8 each on the paroiches, that's a total of 32. Then he's ma'arv the two kaises of dam together, and he puts the dam on the 4 kronis, so that's 36, and then afterwards he does the sheva azoy saltiroi, you end up with a total of 43. According to mandomar, e ma'arv from the kronis, you end up with a total of 47. He does separate matanis on the kronis, first with the dam of the par, then the dam of the soyer, then he's ma'arv the dam, and he does the sheva altiroi, with the dam both of them together. But Al-Kapanim, by the time he finishes all of the matan domim, the two kaises of dam have already been mixed, it's now all in one cup, and therefore the Yushalmi says that either way it's not negiah to find whether there's a makar that the dam asar needs shvicha shiraim, because either way all of the dam is in the same kais, and if the dam apar needs shvicha shiraim, the dam asar will be nishbach liyaseid of the mezbeach as well. Now the Minchas Avraham then quotes the hemshech of the Yushalmi. There seems to be a man who does say that you need a makar that the Dam Asar also needs Shvicha Shiraim. And he wants to know, the Minchas Avraham asks, what is the Pshat? What exactly is the Machlekes over here? The first man number seems to be correct. Why would you need a separate Makar that the Dam Asar needs Shvicha Shiraim? What is it Negeya? Either way, all of the Dam is mixed together. So he quotes Pshem the Briskarov. The Briskarov really asks, on the first man number of the Yushalmi, who holds that you don't need a Makar because the Dam is mixed, the Briskarov was bothered. The Ausch the Din is that you have to mix the Dam. That's because it's a din that the matan kronis has to be done with the dam apar and dam asor together, according to the mandomer ma'arvim the kronis. If you hold a ma'arvim the kronis, he first mixed the dam after the matan kronis, he holds that the zayin hazoy saltirish from mizbeach has to be done with the dam apar and dam asor together. Rakoparim, either way, the briskov asks, l'chor, that's not mechayiv to mix all of the dam. So if you have a kais of dam apar and one kais of dam asor, he could take a kais, a third kais, and put some of the dam apar and some of the dam asor, mix it together, with the dam, do either the matan kronos, or according to the other man Omar, you do the zayin hazoy saltiroi shom mizbeach, but it's possible that in the original kaisais, there's some dam left, which is only dam apar, and some dam which is in the other kais, only dam asoyer, and who said that that dam is mechayev shvicha shirayim liyasoyed, if you wouldn't have a makar, that not only does dam par need shvicha shirayim liyasoyed, dam asoyer also needs, and you would think that the dam apar gets nishbach liyasoyed, and the dam which is left over in the other kais, which had both Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, that also would have to be Nishbach Liyasoyed, because it has some Dam HaPar in it. However, the third kais, which is only Dam HaSoyer, that Dam was never mixed with Dam HaPar, that would not need Shvicha Liyasoyed. So for that, L'chor, you need a separate pasuk to tell us the din, that Dam HaSoyer also needs Shvicha Liyasoyed. This is the kasha of the Biskarov. He says, Al-Kor, you have to say, that the Pshan Yushalmi is, since the pasuk says, V'lokach mi Dam HaPar mi Dam HaSoyer, here the Biskarov is going according to the Manomer Ma'arvim the Kronis. So that's learned from the Pasuk which says, V'lokach mi dam aparam mi dam asoyer, This is the makor of the machlokes, whether we say ma'arvim lekronis or ein ma'arvim lekronis. The man Amru holds ma'arvim lekronis. He understands when the pasuk says v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer, mashmoi says that the dam is together. He takes on the one kais which has both dam ha'par and dam ha'soyer, and he does matonis on the kronis of the mizbeach. The man Amru of ein ma'arvim lekronis holds that the mashmoi of v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer is not that there's one lekicha of one kais which has both dam ha'par and dam ha'soyer. The mashmoi of the pasuk is that he does two separate lekichos. He takes one kais with the dam ha'par and one kais with the dam ha'soyer. But Akapam, according to the man Omer, ma'arvim lekronis, from the words of Lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer, there's a mashmois that there's one kais which has both dam ha'par and dam ha'soyer. The Rishkov says, Akarach, the Yishamni would hold that from this pasuk we learn that there's a din that you have to be ma'arv all of the dam. In other words, it's not simply a din that you have to do matan kronis with both of them together. Rather, even before he does the matan kronis, from now which the pasuk says he takes one kais which has dam ha'par and dam ha'soyer, from there we understand that the Torah is telling us that he has to be ma'ar of the dam. Once there is such a din to be ma'ar of the dam, it's not the pshat that you only have to be ma'ar of the amount that you're going to need in order to do the matan kronos and azay saltir sham mizbeach. Rather, the Torah's makbid to be ma'ar of all of the dam is not just so that he has enough dam to do the rest of the matonis which are necessary for the carbon. Therefore, the Biskrov says there's no option other than to mix all of the dam. Therefore, that's what the Yishami means to say, that in the end, since all of the dam is mixed together, and we know already that the dam apparently is shvich ha-shiraim, the male of the dam of the soil will also have shvich ha-shiraim, you don't need a separate pasuk. The Minchas Avraham quotes from the Sefer Mikdash David, in Hilchos Avodah Yisrael Kippurim, Siman Chav Dalet, Sif Katan Hei, Mikdash David over there is mevuar, that there's a din, that the Kohen Gadol himself, Bedafka, he has to be one to be ma'ar of the dam par and the dam soyer. This will make sense according to the side of the Brisker Rav. The outshe has to be ma'ar of the dam is not just a hecha timtza, a means to enable that afterwards when he does the matanis, it will be from both of them together, rather it's an avoida on its own, it's as if the Torah said it's sivur that he should be ma'ar of the dam. That's what would have to be done dafka day the kain gadol. That's the chat like the Brisker Rav says he has to be ma'ar of all of the dam. This is a din on its own and not just a hecha timtza, that the dam should be together for the matanis. With this yisai, the Brisker Rav explains another gemara. The Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Beis says that we learn from now which the pasuk says v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer. From there we learn that oidlin ein mevatlin zeh zeh. Part of a carbon which is supposed to go on the mizbeach does not have a din of bittul. The regular din of bittul b'roiv does not apply to oidlin. Therefore, if, for example, there's dam in one case from one carbon and there's dam in another case from another carbon, even if the dam of one case is much more than the dam in the other case, we don't say the din of bittul that after nesarif together, the meat is nisbatal to the roiv, even if the dam in one of the kaises is much more than the dam in the other kais, still after the mix together, neither dam is nisbatal, they're both considered to still be here, and they're still roiv for zrika. If he does the zrika of both dams together, it's considered a zrika for both karbanis. Rakoparim, the Biskrov asks, the Gemara of there is mevur that the makar to this din, that ein oilem mevatan zeh, is from this pasuk which says, v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer. The Gemara explains, Hadover Yadua, Shal Domo Yishal Par Meruba Mishal Sayer. A cow has much more dam than a sayer, and therefore obviously the kli which held the dam of the par had much more dam than the kli which held the dam of the sayer, and still the Torah is mevur, that when you mix them together, we still look at it as dam par and dam sayer, we don't think the dam sayer was nisbatal to the dam par. And the kasha the Brisker Rav asks is, how can you prove the din of Eilm Mevan Zezer from this pasuk? Where does it say that you have to mix all of the dam of the par with all of the dam of the sayer? If that's the case, then obviously the dam of the par would be much more, and you would have a right that there's no bittul. Maybe you only are ma'ariv some of the dam, the amount that you're going to need for the matan kronis and nazoi saltir arishom mizbeach. And if that's the case, then perhaps he was ma'ariv an equal amount. You don't see from the pasuk that because maybe he's ma'ariv an equal amount of both of them, and therefore neither one is nisbatal to the other one. How do you know that even if you ma'ariv all of the dam, that there also we would say that the dam asoy is not nisbatal to the dam apar? Akrochel of Shadiz Briskov says that there is a din to be ma'ar of all of the dam, not just the amount of dam that you're going to need for the matonis. That's why we're able to bring a right that the dam of soyer is not nisbatal in the dam hapar. Now, based on this, Briskov explains that we could suggest that this din that you have to be ma'ar of all of the dam would be telling the machlokes whether ma'ar from the kronis or ein ma'ar from the kronis. If you hold ma'ar from the kronis, as we explained the makaris from this pasuk, v'lokach ha'kayim midam hapar midam ha'soyer, the pasuk is mashmah that the dam of the par and the dam of soyer is mixed together, which means that there's a din that he has to mix all of the dam. Mashenkin if you hold ein ma'arvim the kronos, the amount number holds that midam ha'par midam ha'soyer means two separate kaisais, one of the dam par, one of the dam ha'soyer. That which you have to be ma'arvim later on, after you do the kronos, before the Azayis Altir Yisham Mizbeach. There is no Gemara Mefureshes which tells us what is the Makar to this din, that according to that man Omar, that you're not Ma'ar of the Kronos, but you still have to be Ma'ar before the Azayis Altir Yisham Mizbeach. We know that this is true from the Gemara that we mentioned previously in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there is Mavur that if you hold Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, and there's a total of 47 Hazayis, that Cheshbon obviously leads us to conclude that even if you hold Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, but you do have to be Ma'ar before the Hazayis Altir Yisham Mizbeach. So Toysus and Yuma Defnun Chesam Ralph and Dibur Maschel Rebbe, he explains the Makar from this is the Pasuk which says, V'hize Adov Be'espoi Sheva Pa'omim. When the Torah talks about the Hazayis Altir Yisham Mizbeach, the Torah says that there were 7 Hazayis, and Toysus says that's Mashur that there were only 7 and not more, therefore it's Mukach that he has to be Ma'ar of the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sayer, otherwise it would have to be 14 Hazayis. And there's a Sham which is Mukach like this as well, that we learn from this Pasuk, V'hize Adov Be'espoi Sheva Pa'omim, 7 and not 14, Akarach is Ma'ar of the Dam beforehand. Rakapam, the Risk Rav says we could suggest a chiddush that according to this man the Omar, the man the Omar of Ein Ma'ar from the Kronos, the out you have to be Ma'ar of the Dam is to be Mekayim this pasuk that there should be Sheva Hazayis from Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer. The reason why you would have to be Ma'ar of the Dam is only in order that with 7 Hazayis you could get the Dam on the Mizbeach 7 times, both the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer. Therefore, the Risk Rav says there's no din be'etzem, the Torah never told us to be Ma'ar of the Dam. It's not the fact that the Torah is makbid that all of the Dam be Nisariv. As the Torah is only makbid that with Sheva Hazayis, you get both Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer on the Mizbeach, therefore there will be no need to mix all of the Dam, you'll be allowed to mix only the Dam which is necessary, the amount that you need to do the Sheva Hazayis. You still be able to leave some of the Dam of the Par and some of the Dam HaSoyer separate, and therefore the Brisk Rav suggests, he says, the Man Amar and the Yisham, he was Mavur, that you do need a Pasuk to tell us that Dam HaSoyer needs Shvicha Shirayim. Perhaps he holds like the Man Amar Eim Avram the Kronos. And according to him, there is no pasuk which tells us that there's a chiyuv, a din to be ma'ar of all of the dam par and all of the dam sayer together. You only have to be ma'ar of that which you need for the sheva hazayis altir yisham mizbeach. The rest who remain in separate kelim. Therefore, if you don't have a pasuk telling us that the dam sayer also needs shvicha shirayim, all you know is that the dam par needs shvicha shirayim. You wouldn't know that the dam which remains separate from the dam sayer that also needs shvicha shirayim liyaseid of the mizbeach. Therefore, you need a drasha. In other words, this question whether you need a separate pasuk for Shvicha Shraim of the Dam HaSoyer will be totally in the Machlekes whether Ma'ar from the Kronos, according to that man the Omar, all of them has to be Nisarv anyhow, therefore it's not negate to have a separate Pasuk for Shvicha Shraim of the Dam HaSoyer. Hashenkin, if you hold a Ma'ar from the Kronos, there's no din to mix all of the Dam together. According to him, you would have to have a separate Pasuk telling us that the Dam HaSoyer also needs Shvicha Shraim. The Menchas Varam brings that based on this Yisrael of the Biskarov, Rebbe Beryl Soloveitchik added that the Gemara later on that Pe'alah from Mavez is Mavur, that according to the man Omar Eim Ma'ar from the Kronos, you don't have a Makar from that which the Torah says, V'lokach midam ha-par midam ha-soyer, that ain't oilem mevatlan zeh ha-zeh. The Gemara says you would have to have a different Makar according to the man Omar Eim Ma'ar from the Kronos. And the Taisus Shanim in Yuma, on Daf Nadayin Mabez asks, why is it that you need a different Makar? Achor, you could have the same Makar, because even the man Omar Eim Ma'ar from the Kronos, he's masking that before you do the Hazayis Altir Yisham Mizbeach, then you are Ma'ar of the Dam, so you should have the same problem when you're Ma'ar of the Dam at that point. The Dam HaPar should be Mevatel the Dam HaSoyer. What difference does it make if you Ma'ar before the Kronos or after the Kronos? The Chayy should have the same Makar that in Eilim Mevatel Zeh Zeh. And Tayyus Shanim answers this question and he says, since the Pasuk does not say Beferish Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, according to the Man Omar Eim Ma'ar from the Kronos, Tayyus doesn't say that B'Shas Nahazoyis, you should take the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, therefore there will be no Raya that the Dam HaPar is not Mevatel the Dam HaSoyer. What does the Tayyus Shanim mean to say? The Risk Rav explains that Tayyus Shanim means, even according to the Man Omar Ma'ar from the Kronos, it does have a Raya from the Pasuk V'lokach Midam HaPar Midam HaSoyer, that Ein Oilem Mevatlan Zeh HaZeh. The Raya is not from the fact that you could be Mekayim the Matan Kronos, and it's considered that both Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer have been placed in the Kronos of the Mizbeach, and we don't say that the Dam HaSoyer is Nismatel of the Dam HaPar. That's not the Raya. Because the Torah said that you should take the Dam of the Par and Dam of the Soyer and mix it together, and with that mixture you should put the Dam on the Kronos of the Mizbeach. You would not have a Raya that it's still considered Dam HaSoyer. Maybe in Echanam with the Dam HaSoyer isn't this battle to the power. But either way, what the Torah wanted you to do is to take this mixture, whatever you consider it, and put it on the Kronos of the Mizbeach. Rather, the Raya is from that which the Lashon of the Pasuk says, V'lokach midam HaPar umidam HaSoyer, even after you mix the two Dams together, the Torah is still referring to the Dam of the Soyer with that shame of Dam HaSoyer. Even after it's mixed with the Dam HaPar, which is much, much more than that, the Torah still says that he's taking the Dam HaSoyer. That's the right that it's still called Dam HaSoyer even after it was mixed together. And therefore the Risk Rav explains what the Taisus Hashanah means to say is that according to the Man Omar Eim Ma'ar from the Kronos, even though Einich Nami you mix the Dam together before the Hazayis, and the Torah wanted that the Hazois should be from the Dhamma Parah and the Dhamma Sarah together, but that will now prove that the Dhamma Sarah is not nisbatal to the Dhamma Parah. Maybe a Chamid is nisbatal, yet still that's what the Torah desired, that the two Dhams should be mixed together, and with that mixture, Kangala should be mazal tiresh on Mizbeach. Here, you don't have a Lashon of a Pasuk telling us that even after you ma'arev the Dham together, it's still considered Dhamma Sarah. The Torah doesn't say such a thing, and therefore there's no raya that im oilam mevand zeh. That's how the Briskov explains the Tosfos as Yeshanim. Ba'akapam Rav Beryl says that using the previous Yisayah of the Briskov, that there's a din that according to the Manomer, Ma'ar from the Kronos, you have to be Ma'ar of all of the Dam. Ashenkin according to the Manomer, Im Ma'ar from the Kronos, you only have to be Ma'ar of the Dam, which is necessary for the Azoy Yisrael Tiro Yisrael Mizbeach. If so, Rav Beryl says we could understand the Gemara, which is Mavur, that if you hold Im Ma'ar from the Kronos, there's no right that Ein Oilam Mevand Zeh. The Pshat is because maybe Ein Echanami, if the Torah said that you should be Ma'ar of the Dam, and with that be Mazal Tiro Yisrael Mizbeach, the Torah wants that you should have both Dam Par, which was Hutzah on the Mizbeach, and Dam Soyer as well, which is Mazah on the Mizbeach. The only way you could do that is if you ma'arev an equal amount of both, maybe in Echem, that's what you're supposed to do, you would not have read it Ein Oilam Mevand Zeh. According to the Man Omer, ma'arev from the Kronos, and you have to mix all of the Dam, there is a Raya, Mashenkin Yisholt Ein Ma'arev from the Kronos, you don't have to mix all of the Dam, therefore there is no Raya. Now the Briskov in his country, Sanyumo, on page 42, he discusses this Yerushalmi as well. The Aush Yishalmi is Mavur, that you don't need a Makar, that the Dam Asur has a Din Shvicha Shiraim, because anyhow the Dam Asur is mixed with the Dam Hapar. And the Biskrov over there asks Akasha, he says, L'chor there's a Nafkamino, whether that which the Dam of the Sur gets Nishbach Liyasoid, Mikoyach its own Din, whether it itself has a Din Shvicha Shiraim, or it only gets Nishbach Liyasoid because it's mixed with the Dam Hapar. He says, L'chor there's a Nafkamino, we know the Gemon Yumud Samachay Yomaralov says, Ad Mosa Yi Azokog Liyoyschai, Ad Chas Matan Domim Shochaveri. The Sarah Mishtalech on Yom Kippur, which gets thrown to Azazel, the Gemara says, we learn from a Pasuk that it has to remain alive. It cannot be thrown to its death until its Chaveroi, its pair, has all of its matanis completed. Meaning the Shlech who's going to throw the Sarah Lazazel, he has to know for sure that the Kohen Gadol has already completed all of the matanis of the Sarah Lashem before he pushes the Sarah Lazazel to its death. Now the Biskrov says that if the Sarah Lashem would also need Shvicha Shiraim, the stomach that also would have the same din, that the Sarah Lazazel has to remain alive until the Shvicha Shiraim is completed as well, at least if Yod Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akiv, that should be the din, the Briskov says. And if so, the Briskov asks, here would there be an Afkamino, whether the Sarah Lashem has din Shvicha Shiraim mitzad atzmoy, or it only has din Shvicha Shiraim because it's mixed with the Dam of the Par. If it's only because it's mixed with the Dam of Par, it's not that it itself be'esem needs Shvicha Shiraim, then it's Pashut, he says, the Sarah Mashlech only has to remain alive until its matanis have been completed. You don't have to wait for Shvicha Shiraim. Hashenkin, if it would have its own din of Shvicha Shiraim, if you hold that Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akiv, then this din of Zokok Liyo Yischai Achas Matan Dam Shochaveri would also include a Shvicha Shiraim. Menchus Avram asks another kasha, another nafkamino. We saw in the Flamites Samar Aleph, if you hold Shiraim of Chatoy Sepnimis is Ma'akiv, the din is that if you have Machshavas Pigal during the Shvicha Shiraim, it's Mefagal the carbon. And he says, nafkamino would be over here, if Peshas the Shvicha Shiraim he had a Machshavo, to be makir the imurim of the soyer chutz zmanai. So here's nafkamina. If you hold that the dam soyer also needs shvicha shiraim, so when he's doing the shvicha shiraim, he's b'etzem doing an avoda both in the dam of the par and with the dam of the soyer. So if he has machshava to be makir the imurim of the soyer chutz zmanai, it is machshava spiegel. If, however, there is no din shvicha shiraim for the soyer, that which he's being shefich is really only a kiyum din in the dam of the par. The dam of the soyer just gets poured along because it's mixed together. So if he be mechashiv to be makir the imurim of the par, there would be Machshavas Pigol, and the power would be a carbon Pigol. Hashenkin, if he's Machashiv, to be Makta the Imurim of the Sawyer, that would now be Machshavas Pigol, since right now he's not doing an Avodah with the Dam of the Sawyer, he's only doing an Avodah with the Dam of the power. We can take a look over there in the Minchas Avram, he brings a few other Nafkaminas as well, but all of these Nafkaminas are Kashas on the Yushalmi. The Aush Yushalmi is Mavur, that there is no difference whether the Sawyer has a Din Shvicha Shiraim or not, because either way it'll be Nishbach Liyasayid along with the Dam of the power. Here are a number of Nafkaminas which are dependent whether the Sar has its own din of Shvicha Shiraim. Now I'll continue on to another point the Braisa over here brings, Shalei Lamanu Lepar Yom HaKippurim L'smicha V'Shiari Hadam. Therefore the Braisa says that's what we're going to learn from the Pasuk of Keni Yoseh, that Par Yom HaKippurim needs Smicha and Shvicha Shiraim. There's a kash over here which the Briskov asks, as well as in the Sefer Mikdash David and Simen Chav Dalet Sif Katan Beis. They ask that the Mishnayis and Mesechus Yom are Mavur, that two times the Kohen Gadol was Semich Yodeh and Mizvadeh on the Par Yom HaKippurim. The first time he was misvada for the Averis of Ani Ubeisi, the second time for Ani Ubeisi Ubnei Aaron Am Kedoshecho. We learned this from Sukkim, the Pasuk says twice in Parashat Zachri Mois, V'chibar ba'adu ba'ad beisoy, which we understand means a vidui, twice he's misfad on the par yom kippurim. And the Mishnah is mavur that both times that he does vidui, he's semech on the carbon. The pshat is because every vidui needs smicha. Every time we find vidui is done in b'shas smicha. And therefore they ask, why is it that the Gemara needs to bring a pasuk to tell us the par kohen gadol on yom kippur needs smicha? If it needs vidui, memela needs smicha. The vidui itself is mechayev smicha. This is mukhach because even a carbon that needs smicha, you only do smicha once. We don't find that you have to be semech twice. And here you do have to be semech twice. Akarchach the pshat is, since he has to be misvada twice, memela he has to be semech twice. The vidui itself is mechayev the smicha. So why does our Gemara have to find a makar from a pasuk that the par yom kippurim needs smicha? This is the kasha of the Achrayim. So both the Brisk Rav and the Mikdash Tavah, they both answer this kasha the same way. They say that Enichanami, even without the Joshua over here in Eretz Sugyo, you would know that the par needs smicha because the vidui itself is mechayev the smicha. The Joshua over here is to tell us the separate din, that the carbon itself is mechayev smicha. One of the ways they have to be done with this carbon is smicha. So Enichanami, there really are two dinim. There's a din smicha mitzad the carbon, and there's also a din smicha mitzad the din vidui, since vidui has to be done b'shas smicha. Now, what nafkamina is there, whether the smicha is din mitzad the carbon, or it's because the vidui has to be done b'shas smicha? Either way, the smicha which he does b'shas the vidui, that's mekayim this din. So they say there's a nafkamina, as far as that which we saw earlier in the Aflam Megimun Amar Aleph, is a din of takef the smicha shchita. Immediately after the smicha, the shchita has to be done. There can't be a hefsik between the smicha and the shchita. They explain that this din of takef the smicha shchita is only when the carbon needs smicha. If it's a din mitzad the din he had carbon, then there's a din that takes off the smicha shchita. And if they say that if not for the Joshua over here in Ner Sugyo, any chenam of the carbon wouldn't need smicha because the vidui has to be done b'shas smicha, it would need two smichas because there are two vidois, but there'll be no din of take off the smicha shchita, you would not have to be makbid that immediately after the smicha, the shchita is done. Now there's a Joshua in Ner Sugyo telling us that the carbon is mechayev smicha, therefore there's also a din of take off the smicha shchita. Another nafkamina which the Brisk Rav brings is, we know the din is, as we saw, if the dam of the carbon is nishbach after the matanois which are done by nabadim, so you can bring a separate par. You don't have to go back and do over the matanois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol could start with the matanois on the pareches. And therefore the Brisk Rav says, if the Kohen Gadol had a par which he was semechon, he did the two smichos with the two vidois, and afterwards he began doing the matanois of dam, and then it was nishbach, he has to bring another par. So if there will be only a din, that you have to be semech because you need the vidui to be b'shas smicho. So when the Kohen Gadol brings this next par, it does not need vidui. The vidui already is niskayim with the vidui which he did on the first par. If he has to bring a second par, he does not have to redo the two viduyim. The viduyim, the Brisk Rav explains, are din in the chayves hayoyim. Part of the avodas hayoyim is that the Kohen Gadol should be misvada twice on the par. Once he already was misvada on the first par, there's no din that every par that he brings afterwards also requires the viduyim. Therefore, the Brisk Rav says, if not for the Joshua and Arsugyo, which tells us that par yom kippurim needs smicha, you would not have to be semich on the second par. Now, however, that we have a Joshua telling us that the par needs smicha, so then even if he did smicha to the first par, now that he's bringing another par, the same way that he has to do the shchit over again and the kabbalah again, he also has to do smicha over again, since we know that the par yom kippurim is the carbon which is mechayev smicha, every par which he brings is also mechayev smicha. Now, continue on, at the bottom of Amidah of the Gemara brings the Joshua of Es, Dam, Utfilo, the pasuk by Par Kohen Mashiach, which says, V'tovel ha-kohen es etzboi badom. From the word es, we learn, omen shebe etzba. From badom, we learn, shehe bedam shir tefil meikoro. And from v'tovel, we learn, v'tovel v'loim misapig. What exactly is this din, which we learn from badom, shehe bedam shir tefil meikoro? Rashi explains, this means to say, if he's mekabel in one kli, pochus mekidei tefilo, and another kli as well, pochus mekidei tefilo, then afterwards he combines the two kelim, so even though right now he does have kidei tefilo, still, the din is that it's no good, since b'shas kabbalah, each kli did not have kedek tefillah. Now, firstly, we'll mention a diak in Rashi. Rashi seems to be mashmah that all you need b'shas the kabbalah is kedek tefillah, which would mean one tefillah. Enough to be tevil is etzba in the dam. Rashi's mashmah, you don't need that in each kli was niskabel enough for all the tefillahs. Even though here we're talking about Par Kohen Mashiach, where all of the matanis are ma'akiv, you have to have enough for sheva zois on the pareches, as well as four matanis on mizbeach azov, a total of 11. Rashi's mashmah that all you need is to be mekabel in each kli enough to do one tefillah. So theoretically, if he has a bunch of kelim in each one, it's enough to do one tefillah setzva, that would be kosher. It's only a problem if it's not enough dam to do even one tefillah. However, Rashi in Menachos Dav Zayin Amud Beis seems to be austere with our Rashi. Rashi over there in Dir Maschal Badam, he explains the din is that if he's mekabel shir gimel hazois in one kli and shir daud hazois in another kli, So he's mekabel a total of 7 azois, but in 2 different kelim, that's also possible. Rashi over there understands that this din, shehebedam shir tfil mei karay, is mechayev that he's mekabel in 1 kli, enough to do 7 azois. Derech agav, the Mikdash David in Simon Chav Gimel, Sifkot and Dalid, he points out that even Rashi Menachis, who's mevor that you have to be mekabel at once all of the dam that you need for the azois, Rashi is talking about chatois apnimiyos. For the chatois apnimiyos, you only need more than the shtev azois. You need enough dam for the kronis as well. Rashi is mevor that it would be enough to be mekabel for the shtev azois. Mikdash David explains this. He says because since the din is the one really could bring 2 separate parim, he could bring 1 par for the matanis on the parayches and 1 par for the matanis on the kronis of the mizbeach. Therefore, if he's mekabel enough to do 7 azois, that would be considered a good Kabbalah. Mikdash David over there is assuming that which we find, that for the Par Yom Kippurim you could really bring separate Parim, Mikdash David understands as a Dover Pasha that it's also true for all Chatois HaPnimiyos, you can bring 1 Par for the Azois on the Pareches and 1 for the Matonis on the Kronis of the Mizbeach. Therefore he says it would be enough to be Mekabal Sheva Azois. He adds that which Rashi is Mavur, that if only Mekabal enough to do 4 Azois, Rashi talks about a case where in 1 Kli there's 4 and 1 Kli there's 3, Rashi says that's possible, it's not considered shir tefillah me'ikara. Mikdash David explains, Rashi means to say it's possible to use it for lazois on the pareches, since you don't have a kabbalah of 7. Re'echanam a kabbalah of 4 matanis in a kli would be a kosher kabbalah to be used for the kronis of the mizbeach. But Rakabana would seem to be a steer in Rashi. Rashi Bayos says, shir tefillah me'ikara, enough to do 1 tefillah's etzba, not like Rashi in Menachos. Now Taisus of Yandibar Maschal Le'initzcha, which starts in Amud Aleph, towards the end of that Taisus, he asks Akasha, what is the Makar by Chatois HaChitzonios to the dinam of Es Dam and Tefillah? Taisus proves that there is a din of Es Dam and Tefillah by Chatois HaChitzonios. He proves this from a Gemara Menachos Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara of there is Mavur that if one takes a Kaimitz, after the Kain does the Kmitza, he puts it into a Kli. There's a din of Kiddush Kaimitz, he has to be Makadosh to the Kaimitz in a Kli Sharis after the Maisa Kmitza. But if after he does the Maisa Kmitza before he puts it into a Kli, he splits the Kaimitz into 2. And he puts half of the kaimitz in 1 kli and half of the kaimitz in the other kli. The Gemara Menachos tells us that the same way by dam the din is you have to be mekabel shir kedei tvilo, enough dam to use for the zrika. By kaimitz as well, there's a din that all of the kaimitz has to be niskadish together in the kli. If you divide it in half, that's the same as being mekabel less than kedei tvilo of dam, and the kabbalah is possible. And the Gemara of there, Menachos is mavur that this din by kaimitz is learned from dam. And Taisus asks if you see that you can learn even kaimitz from dam. And surely you can learn dam from dam. You can learn dam chatois hachitzonius from chatois hapnimius. However, Taisus leaves off with the kasher. Arsiga seems to be mavur that there's only a hekesh between the different chatois hapnimius. Well, we the makar that even chatois hachitzonius also has the din. But Hakopan Taisus assumes that the din is true, since we find even by mincha is true. Surely by dam chatois hachitzonius also the din is true. You have to be makabel kedei hazo. The same is true as far as the din of vitoval. The avshalom vitoval v'loy misapig. It has to be Maisa Tzvila dipping his finger into the dam and not wiping the dam off the sides of the kli. That then also would be by Chatois HaChitzonios. And the Ram as well, in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos, Perek Hei Halachotes, he brings it in if Vitova V'loi Misapik by all Chatois, he doesn't differentiate between Chatois HaPnimios and Chatois HaChitzonios. Now this din of Vitova V'loi Misapik by Chatois HaChitzonios, we find the Gemara Daf Yudah Amud Aleph is Mavur, that as far as being Mefagel during the Maisa of Tfilas Etzba, the Gemara differentiates between Chatois HaPnimiyos and the Chatois HaChitzonios. Chatois HaPnimiyos, where the Pasuk says Loshon of Vitoval, the other din is that if the Kain is Mefagel during the Tfilas Etzba, that is Machshav Espigel, and it's Mefagel, the carbon. Mashenkin by Chatois HaChitzonios, the Torah does not use the Loshon of Vitoval, rather the Torah uses the Loshon of Velokach, Velokach HaKain Midam HaChatos Be'etzboi. Here the Gemara is Mavur that a Kain cannot be Mefagel during the Tfilas Etzba. The Gemara there says, Pshita, l'chor, this din is poshit, if the Torah does not say the Lashon of Vitoval, by Chatois HaChitzonios, the male of the din is that it's not considered an Avodah to be Mefagel the carbon. So the Gemara answers, and this is the Lashon of the Gemara. Itzshach, Sakut Haitach Amina, Hoyel Viksiv Velokach, V'yasi Koif Romlu Ayodei, Boi L'mishkal Zimna Achriti, Kemand Iksiv Vitoval Domi, Kamash Malon, L'hochi Leksiv Vitoval, Demash Mahochi Umash Mahochi. Rashi of there explains the Gemara means to say as follows. That on one hand, the din is that really the Kain does have to do a Tfilas Etzba. If a Kaif comes and places the dam on his finger, the din is that it's not a good Matan Domim, he has to take dam on his finger once again by being Tovel into the Kli. Yet still, the Torah does not use the Lashon of Vitoval, the Torah uses the Lashon of Vilokach to show us that there's a difference between the Tfilas Esvav Chatoyis HaChitzenyos and the Tfilas Esvav Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. The show is that by Tfilas Esvav Chatoyis HaChitzenyos, it's not considered enough of a Choshev Avodah to be Mefagalin. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara over there. In other words, according to the way Rashi learns, the Gemara comes out clearly that there isn't a Tfilas Esvav even by Chatoyis HaChitzenyos, and the only difference between the Tfilas Esvav of Pnimiyos and the Tfilas Esvav HaChitzenyos is the Gabi Machshava Spiegel. On the other hand, there's a Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Aleph, which is mashma that there is no din Tfilas Etzva by Chatoyis HaChitzenyos. The Gemara there is mavur that there's a klal, in order for one to be chayav karis for eating dam, it has to be the type of dam which is roi for kapara. For example, the Gemara there says, dam shabishli eina ivar alov, if one cooks dam and then afterwards he drinks it, he's not chayav karis, because it's not roi for kapara. Then is the dam shenizbashel is possible to be used for kapara of the carbon. And the Gemara there continues that the Gemara says, what about if he eats dam which was korash, it congealed? Is he chayev koris for eating dam? And the Gemara there brings the sheet of Rav Chisdo, who differentiates between dam of chatoyis apnimiyos and dam of chatoyis achitzenyos. He says, dam of chatoyis achitzenyos, even after it congealed, it's still roi to be mechaper on the mizbeach. Therefore he says, the din is that if one eats such dam, he is chayev koris. Rashi there says, who din if one eats dam chulin, since there is a type of dam kochim which is roi for kapara, even though it's karash, therefore if one eats dam chulin, which is karash, he's also chayev karis. However, dam of chatoyis apnimiyos, Rav Chisda says, if he eats dam karash from chatoyis apnimiyos, he's not chayev, since it's not roi for kapara. And Rav Chisda over there explains, because the pasuk uses the lashon of v'toval, and it's not shayech tfilo in dam shekarash, v'shenkeim v'chatoyis achitzenyos, where the Torah does not say v'toval, rather it says v'lokach v'nosan, he takes the dam and he places it on the mizbeach, that is shayech even by dam shekarash. The Gemara there brings the sheet of Rava, who says even chatoyis apnimiyos shechayiv for dam shekarash. However, he explains why. He says hayol v'kenegdei roi bechatoyis achitzenyos. Since this type of dam is roi sometimes by chatoyis achitzenyos, it's roi for kapara. Therefore, if one eats from the dam of chatoyis apnimiyos, which is karash, he's also chayiv. It's also considered dam which is sometimes roi for kapara. Hakapan Rava also is mavur that he's maskim that be'esem there's a chil between chatoyis apnimiyos and chatoyis achitzenyos. Regarding dam shekarash, dam chatoyis apnimiyos is not ready for the mizbeach because it's not shaykh v'toval. Dam of chatoyis achitzenyos is ready for the mizbeach because it is possible v'lokach v'nosan. That gemara seems to be a steer to that which Taisa says in our sugyo, now which we saw the gemara in Zvachim daf yudalid. So in the chadush shegriz over there, Menachos Chof Aleph, he quotes b'shem his father Reb Chaim, that explains that really the din is that even by dam chatoyis achitzenyos, if it's karash, it's not ready for the mizbeach, because it's not shaykh to do it a maisa of tfilas etzba. However, it's not the pshat that the dam is posel. There's no psal on the dam if the dam came into a state where it's not ready for tfilas etzba. It's just the maisa, practically, you're not going to be able to do the hazoyis properly, because the hazoyis require that he does a tfilas etzba, and then his mazah on the mizbeach. Hashenke mechitoyis apnimiyos, Reb Chaim explains, there the zedin mitzad the dam becomes posel if it's not ready for tfilas etzba. That's the pshat in the chilek, that by dam shekarash mechitoyis achitoynios, Rav Chisda says, you are chayv if you eat it. The pshat is because there's no psal on it. It's dam which be'etzim is roi, even though practically speaking, there's no way that you can be able to use this dam for kapara in the state that it is, because you have to do a maisa tfilas etzba. But still, since the dam itself does not have a psal on it, therefore the din is that you'll be chayv. Hashenkin dam of chatoyis apnimiyos, which is dam posel, once it congeals, then the din is that you'll be potter. Rava as well is maskim to this. Yes, Rava holds that since the din is that there are certain types of dam which do not become possible when they congeal, therefore all types of dam, even dam of chatoyis apnimiyos, will be chayiv if he eats it. Another nafkamino, whether it's a psal mitzad the dam, or it's just that it's not possible to do a maisa tfilas etzba, Reb Chaim says another nafkamino would be if after it congeals, he brings it back to the original state where it's a liquid once again. So now it is possible to do a tfilas etzba. So b'dam chatoyis achitzenyos, where the dam was never possible, it's just that it wasn't possible to do a tfilas etzba, now that it is possible, so it's once again roi for kapara. Hashenkin b'dam chatoyis achitzenyos, where there's a psul chal on it, this is a din of dichui. Once something becomes psul, it's nidcha and not roi for the mizbeach, it cannot change and it cannot become kosher once again. Therefore, even if you bring it back to the original state, b'dam chatoyis apnimiyos, the din will be that it's still not roi for kapara. But hakapanim, to get back to our sugya, that which we saw in Taisis, Taisis is a mevur that there's a din of a tova v'loi misapeg, even by chatoyis achitzenyos. That's before that there's a din tfilas etzba. The tov of leg mesapik is a description how the tfilas etzba should be done. That will fit with that which we saw. The Gemara Daf Yudalid is mavur that there's a din tefilas esfa by chitayv sechitzenyos. And the way the Briskov says b'shem Reb Chaim, the Gemara Menachos Daf Chafalaf is not a steer to this. The Gemara there just means to say that there's no psal which is chal on the dam when it's in a state of not being ready for tefilas esfa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.